News Talk Tonight is on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards. Don't worry, Jim will be back on Monday night. I'm here for the next little while, and I am pleased to welcome Laura Babcock onto the show. Laura is from Power Group Communications and the host of The O Show. But more importantly tonight, Laura's going to fix everything. Because we all know, everything's a mess. You can't turn on the radio. You can't turn on the television. You can't pick up a newspaper, and don't even check your Twitter account because everything's a mess. So Laura's going to fix all that stuff for us. Are you ready to begin the fixing?
Let's do it.
All right. So after several months of raucous meetings and presentations on the topic, trustees with the York Catholic District Board voted 6-4 against flying the rainbow flag outside its building in Aurora during the month of June. This has been all over the news. Laura, what's to be done about this from a communications point of view?
Well, I mean, I think it's a terrible decision, and I think it's anachronistic. It's making them look bigoted and behind the times, and even the provincial education minister has come out several times about this. We see the premier going to Pride events in solidarity with, let's face it, it's about equality. And so for them to be taking this position, it's not a moral stance. A lot of the parents have conducted themselves foolishly and amateurly and embarrassed themselves, I think, to their communities, their employers, and their families. So this is a situation that is it's a bad move from a public relations point of view. And to come back from it as a school board, they have to go back at this decision. They have to have another emergency meeting. They have to find the number of votes they need to open it up to discussion again. They can't let this sit. Now, in terms of the community, if you're looking for what can be done about it, they can encircle the property with pride flags just outside of the jurisdiction of the property. They can do all kinds of things as a community to say, because this one vote was taken to make people feel as though they don't matter, they're not equal in 2023, it doesn't mean as a community we have to sit by and take it. So I'm hoping that people in the area speak up loudly, that other elected officials make their frustration and their disappointment known to this board. And I hope throughout the Catholic school board, they get some pressure from other Catholic school boards that say, listen, you're hurting our board. There's already an argument out there, Richard, to cancel public funding for private Catholic school boards or for Catholic school boards. All they're doing is feeding into that narrative. So it's a communications disaster locally, personally, and also I think across the board, if you pardon the pun, in terms of the reason for tax dollars to go into a separate school board.
Do you think that any amount of pressure from the media and from other local politicians will actually have any real effect? Because it's been all over the news and there hasn't been anything announced saying, yeah, we're going to, you know, have another vote.
You know what? Not immediately, and certainly not from the media and from maybe other politicians, although the media needs to do their job and speak to the broader community about it. And politicians have to do their job and take a principled stance. Either you're for equality or you're not, right? This is not about some flag, and this isn't about some woke or anti-woke thing. This is about every student knowing that they are cared for and accepted as who they are, how they were born, and that is basic in 2023. So do I think that public pushback will have an effect? Absolutely. Do I think that there are all kinds of ways for other organizations that this board has any kind of connection with in the community in terms of any other intramural kind of things? Other places can say, we reject what you have done. And believe me, that pressure comes to bear, Richard. It might take a little bit of time, but it comes to bear.
Was Anthony Bass's 35-second apology enough? He said all the right words, but he didn't take questions after posting on Instagram an anti-LGBTQ2S+ video. So he's made the apology, but was it enough? As a comms person, how would you fix this?
Well, he's got to show that he means it, right? A forced apology in the line of I'm using the Blue Jays resources and then having Pride Toronto come out and say we have a great relationship with the Jays and we're going to do a learning moment. I mean, everybody's throwing the right comms at this. But what people are looking for now is they're saying, wait, hold on a second. For you to retweet something like that or to repost something like that says what you really believe. So if you want us to think that because you clearly hurt your family and your friends and the broader community and the Blue Jays brand and everything else, that suddenly you feel remorse and you've changed your position, not so fast. I mean, people, you know that expression, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. I think that he's got more work that he needs to do to demonstrate that that was a one-off, that was a true mistake, that he's completely learned from it or not. If he hasn't, then just be that guy and face the consequences of that. But kind of the fact that the Toronto crowd booed him even after that apology had gone public means that people are seeing this as a bit of a PR stunt, and they're wondering, okay, what do you really believe? So it's going to take more than just a statement, Richard, in his case. He's got to show that he gets it. And that's hard, but he has to do it if he really does get it, or if he wants to get it. I think there's always room for redemption in the public space if you really show you want to learn and act differently.
Do you think that if he had taken questions that we'd be phrasing this conversation a little differently?
Well, of course, because the whole point of questions in a Q&A at a presser is to probe. That's the point. I used to be a journalist. That's why you go to these things. If they're just going to issue a statement, do it on a video and post it on YouTube. Who cares? It's just a single statement written by probably other people to try to hit all the pain points, right?
Yeah.
Statement was fine. But the Q&A is where people who are trained to ask questions get to say to this person, okay, nice statement, but what did you mean by this? Nice statement, but what did you mean by that? What are you going to do differently? How do you think this impacted people? What are you truly sorry about? I mean, it's still delving into the language in the statement and testing against the delivery of the person in the moment, Richard, where we get to see truth, which is why journalism matters more now than ever. We need to have trained questioners ask people in situations like this real questions. And then you get to see, okay, he's authentic. He is remorseful. He is learning. Let's give the guy a chance. But to shut down questions kind of tells me it's more of the PR team going, oh, he's not ready to face those. And that tells me that maybe it's not that authentic.
I'm speaking with Laura Babcock of Power Group Communications and the host of The O Show, and she's fixing everything tonight. So David Johnson was voted, well, the MPs voted for David Johnson to resign as rapporteur. And he says, nope, I'm hired by the government. I've got a job to do. I'm not stepping down. Opposition MPs teamed up to pass an NDP motion calling for him to remove himself, and yet nothing has happened. Two things on this one. How glad will you be when we never have to say the word rapporteur ever again? And what do you think he should do? People are saying that it is reflecting badly on Justin Trudeau, that it's bringing the whole thing down, it's disrespecting the government. What's your take on it? You got 2 minutes.
This was a mistake from the get from a PR perspective by the Trudeau government, born particularly of hubris, one would suspect. They thought, you know what, as long as we tout out this fancy friend of ours who has a fancy reputation, come up with a fancy word, we're going to fancily stall this thing from the inevitable public inquiry. From the beginning, Richard, I thought that was a mistake, because not only do people not necessarily know David Johnson, I mean, not everybody follows GG's accomplishments, but also, what the hell is a rapporteur? I grew up in Quebec, never heard the term, right? You got to look it up. How is that connecting with people? You've got a juggernaut of Pierre Poilievre out there pushing this constant narrative, this drumbeat that's only getting louder. You got Jagmeet taking a position also for public inquiry, and the rest of us who work in comms going, an inquiry is the vehicle that Canadians trust. Whether you like Trudeau or you don't like Trudeau, or you like Johnson or you don't like Johnston, this rapporteur thing and himself recommending his own investigation is going to be sufficient was never going to fly. So what does he do now? He goes against his own recommendations? He can't. Then his reputation is totally gone. He's got, you know, half of Canada mad at him already. He's going to lose the other half. He's got to plug through. This is on Trudeau. Trudeau has to let his friend, his mentor, whatever he is to Trudeau, off the hook here and say, thank you for your excellent service. I hope you can continue with your inquiry. But we also need to now put in a public inquiry for the sake of getting to the bottom of what's happening to our democracy. It's not about Trudeau. It's not about Johnston. It's about our democracy.
Yeah, Andrew Scheer, and we're down to virtually no time left here, but Andrew Scheer has just essentially said, and I've just lost the quote here, he said that this is Trudeau showing disrespect for the government, and this will never do. And I'm guessing that you agree with that.
It's disrespect for the country. Yeah. I don't care about the government as an institution, nor do I care about political parties. It's disrespectful to the future of our democracy.
That was Laura Babcock of Power Group Communications and host of The O Show. She's fixed everything for us. Laura, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Richard. Take care.
Stay with me. Lots more to come. I'm Richard Krause in for Jim Richard.